Glory to God. Thankfulness. How important is that? You know, unthankful people. Anybody ever in here ever gotten unthankful? You know, you do it without thinking, because the devil's deceptive. And you'll start, it starts off by feeling sorry for yourself. Many times. Or being mad at somebody. Right? And people say, well, I got a right to be mad. You're unthankful. Right? You're on your way to heaven. You're a child of God, born again, healed and whole. What gives you the right to ever be mad? Right? All we'd have to do is stop long enough to say, why am I mad? I'm a child of God. My future is secure. My now is better than most people would ever imagine. Glory to God. Thankful people is what we are. And if we should get to the place where we're such a thankful people that people think something's wrong with us. Right? Because when things are going wrong, we're just sitting back. Why? We're thankful. When somebody says something bad about you, doesn't bother you, you're a thankful person. Right? Thankful people don't notice other things going on. Why? Because they're just, you ever heard somebody say they're just happy to be here? Thankful people are just happy to be here. Glory to God. So wherever we're at, we're just happy to be there. Why? Because the Lord came with us. I don't know who came with you, but we got the Lord with us. And He's on our side, and that's a good thing. Amen? Amen. Well, let's look at a couple scriptures tonight. And I don't know exactly how we're going to do things tonight, but we're going to do something. We're going to do it God's way. Amen. How many know that the body of Christ as a whole, not just this church, but the churches make up the body of Christ. Churches are people. They're not buildings. They're people. And the body of Christ as a whole has allowed itself to become way too separated. We belong to this group. We belong to this group. You know, my right hand never says, I don't belong to the left hand, right? Because it's part of the same body. Amen? And the only way to begin to repair things like that is love, first of all, because that's what we're designed to do. But is to begin with ourselves. You're not going to begin talking about the people that don't come across with what you believe, right? Because that just causes more division. People say, well, you know, you got to hang around the groups that you believe like. No, you don't. You hang around brothers and sisters. Do you know I got three brothers and sisters, and I don't think they believe everything I believe? Two brothers and one sister. And they don't, you know what? We never argue about it. Now, I'd say for the most part, maybe we do, but there's a lot of things they probably said, Dave's crazy. Yeah, and that's okay. But you know what? We could fight, we could yell. When we were kids, we could hit each other and then go play. Right. Yeah. Why? Because you're brothers and sisters. It's love. Love doesn't quit. Right. Yeah. Love doesn't stop. Yeah. Amen? Amen? Glory to God. Look at Colossians 3. I think we're going to pray some tonight. Amen. I feel like we're going to pray some tonight. Glory to God. Colossians 3, verse 14. I actually look about verse 12. We'll read through that just so everybody has a context. Put on, therefore, as God's elect, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering. Keep going. Forbearing one another, forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Glory to God. That's written specifically to Christian brothers and sisters. It's not written to denominations. Right? There's no denomination caption on top of this that says, this is for this church. This is written to the body of Christ. And guess what? It's not our job to say, yeah, they should be forbearing and forgiving me. Why are more people not forbearing and forgiving me? I need to be forborn and forgiven. Right? We got too many in the body of Christ looking for that. That they're looking for other people to do them right before they ever do anything right themselves. What if everybody just began to love all at the same time? All at the same time, everybody just decided, I'm going to love. And we can because we have it. We have to decide to, but we can. And if we all just decided to do that at once, there would be zero strife. Immediately, strife would go away. Divisions would be gone. Immediately. Because it is the antidote for strife. That's what God did. He came with love and He brought us back to Himself. What separated us from Him, what divided us from Him, He took out of the way by love. Amen? And He brought us back in. And then He starts teaching in these scriptures for us to do like that. Forgiveness is one of the biggest steps. That was the one thing that He needed to do to get us back. So He did it. Thank you. Amen? What's separating you from somebody? Is it unforgiveness? Yeah. Right? Is it that you just refuse to be a part because they just don't believe in speaking in tongues? Wrong. Yep. We're not here for that reason. No. We're here to love one another. Right. When you become a child of God, you become a part of a huge group, a huge family, right? And they don't all live in the same place. They don't all work in the same place. They don't all go to the same church, but yet they're family. And it doesn't say they're uncles, aunts, and cousins. It says they're brothers and sisters. They are family, right? And so they're immediate family. So if you walk in somewhere and somebody claims Jesus Christ is Lord, that's your brother. People say, well, what if they believe some goofy thing? Did they claim Jesus Christ as Lord of their life? And did they believe that God raised Him from the dead? If we have that in common. Besides that, love goes past your household. Right? What if they weren't a brother? You're still designed to love them. You are built to love. You've been recreated in Christ Jesus to love. Amen? Well, we're getting way far out on this, on love, but you know, love's, without love, none of those other verses work. Look at verse 12 where we were supposed to start. Or 14, I mean. Where I was going to start. And above all these things, put that in the Young's Literal. Above all these things, and have is added, so let's just take that out. So above everything else, above forgiveness, above forbearing, above all those other things, love. Don't have love, love. Right. Yeah. It doesn't say have love, it says love. Above all these things, love. Which is the bond that unifies us. Love is the bond that makes us one. What did he say? Here's the two commandments. Let me give these to you. Right? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Right? And love one another. Those are the two. If we did those, what's he saying? If you did those, everything else would be fulfilled. Amen? So if we love, not if we have love, you have love, right? It was shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit when you got saved. You have love. You know, you have people that are deciding if they are loved. You got people deciding that they want to be loved. You are loved, you have loved, and you can love. Amen? And when you begin to do that, the other things come after it. The other things begin to work. Why? Because that's what unifies us. That's what brings us together as a body of Christ. Why in this church do we have so much fun together? Because we're unified by love. We love one another. Right? And in this church, we want to invite other people to love. Right? Love doesn't get satisfied. Well, we got a pretty good group. I kind of love them. I don't want to love other people. No, love doesn't have a stopping point. It just keeps loving. Right? You see somebody out there, it doesn't matter if they go to your church or not, but you love them. If you want to come, you want to come get involved in our love group, come on in. But get involved in the whole family, because it's a good family. Whether it's this part of the family or that part of the family, come on in. Amen? Because it is the family you want to be a part of. Amen? Glory to God, it was hard to get away. You can't get away from love. You cannot. You don't want to get away from love. But that's just where we were starting. Love is what joins us together, makes us complete, makes us whole. And then the next verse says, after it says, and keep it in the Young's literal. Young's literal. And let the peace of God rule in your heart. Now don't separate this from the other verse. We tend to separate these from verses. It says, above all these things, put on love. That's what the King James says. Above all these things, love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God, what's he saying? Above all these things, love, and let the peace of God. If you don't do above all these things, love, no peace.
Right.
Yeah. You got love, you got peace. No love, no peace. Because peace is set at one again. Peace with God is what set us at one again with him. Peace is quiet rest. Amen? What's he saying? I want you to quietly rest in me because we're at one. I want you to be one with me. I've made you one with me. Now be quiet in your spirit, not troubled. Why? Because you trust him. Why? You love him. You love others. Amen?
Amen.
And that's what he's talking about. He said, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body. What were we called to be? One body.
Right.
Where did it start with? Love. Love. Because with love, you can forgive. You can forbear. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
Yes.
Amen? Without love, you cannot. You can say, well, I've said that verse before, and I don't know that I said it in love. If you didn't say it in love, it didn't work. Because
right.
To have the strength of Christ, you would have to have the love as your foundation. Amen? But it says, let the peace of God... Well, what's he saying? You got love, you got peace, and then the last thing he says, and become thankful. Don't just act thankful. Don't say thank you. Become thankful. And that's what we were just talking about at the end of offering there. Become a thankful person. Thankful people are always at peace. Thankful people have peace. Why? Because they're just glad to be here. You know, they wake up in a new world every day because God saved them. God saved me. He set me free. He's got me on a course that's on its way to victory. And I'm just glad to be on the ride. Amen. I'm glad to have a seat on the bus. I'm glad to be heading where this bus is heading. I am happy. I am grateful. I don't have to get down because I don't want to get down. And when you remain thankful, you will not get down. Amen? It says become thankful. So as you allow the love to unify and the peace to give you a quiet one spirit with God, and then you become thankful. You become thankful. And when we become thankful, all things become possible. Amen? Because now we're walking in love. We're loving each other. We're loving others. Right? This is what sets us apart. Love, peace, and thankfulness are not common. In fact, they're not in the world. You won't find them in the world. They don't exist in the world. There is no such thing as them. There are counterfeits. But they don't last, and they're not real. This is everlasting love. This is eternal peace. Glory. And this is what God says is going to set us apart and make us shine everywhere we go. And that's why He doesn't want to see the body splintered the way it is. Because when we argue, we're just like the two news programs. We are. Right? Because, you know, you could go to any... And I'm not going to say that. No. We're not going to go there. Amen? We're going to become thankful. Thankful for what? Thankful for who we are. Thankful for who He's made us to be. We're going to have a constant awareness of who our Father is. That will make you thankful. Your Father created everything you see and so much more. He created things you can't see and won't see until you get to heaven. Amen. He created the heavens and the earth. He created all things. And He is love. There's no other love besides Him. There's no other God besides Him. He is love. Amen? And He is what gives you peace. He's what sets you at one, at a quiet one spirit. Amen? Rest. What's He saying? I want you to have peace. I want you to be at rest. What thankful people are at rest. Why? Because they're thankful. Right? They're not, you know, sometimes in these circles, we get tied up saying thank you as an end to receiving, which you should say thank you, but you should be thankful. Amen? It's not about saying thank you, it's about being thankful. If you believe you received, if you truly believe you received, you would be very thankful. Right? If you had the worst doctor's report you could ever get, and all of a sudden you're standing in church and you know you just got what God had for you. You just received your healing. You think you'd be thankful? You'd be shouting, jumping up and down thankful. Yeah, yeah. That's why you say thank you. Not so you can get thankful, because you are thankful. Yeah. Right. And that's what He's saying. Become thankful. Thankful people talk right. Thankful people pray right. If you look through the scriptures, and we're going to look through a few, because if you look through scriptures that talk about prayer, thanksgiving and peace are in them. In almost every one of them, thanksgiving and peace are part of them. You cannot separate being thankful from praying, and you cannot separate peace from praying. Amen? I know when church first started and I started working... Actually, I was just volunteering for the Moors at that point. I was an usher, actually. And some things would happen. And man, I'd run downstairs. And I mean, there aren't good things. I'd run downstairs for the Moore and Mrs. Moore, and say, oh, this has happened. This person said this. And they just sit there. And I just knew that, you know, we were going to have to jump to our knees and pray or do something, you know, because why? Because, oh, it's horrible. And this, it's got to be done. No, why? They were quiet. Rest. They already knew how the service was going to go. They already knew what was going to happen. They weren't worried. They had the peace of God. And it passed my understanding. Because I'm looking at it and I'm like, I don't understand that. Why? I needed to grow. You know, we sing the song all our life. I got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. Right? We sing it all the time. But that's what we do. We sing it. There's a time you got to believe it. And that oneness with God that you have in your heart, that peace, that quiet rest, knowing that He's a good God, and you can be thankful because you, when somebody says something, oh, thank God He's here. I mean, aren't you thankful sometimes when you watch TV and you see some of this news? Don't get me wrong, I just haven't watched any lately. When something bad happens, somebody else told me. But when you do see it, that's not time to say, oh, my goodness. It's time to say, thank you, Lord, that I serve you. I don't have to be concerned about this. I was talking with some people this week, and they got to talking to me about, they didn't know who I was or what I did, and they got to talking to me about all the things, you know, global warming and climate change, and, you know, we got to be kind to our earth, and, you know, you do need to be kind to you. God made the earth. We need to respect the earth. I'm not saying don't be kind to the earth, but what they're worried about is irrecoverable loss. What they see can't be fixed. And we've got to do something drastic to fix it. They have no peace. They have no peace. And they have nothing to be thankful for. And no one to be thankful for. And so their life is drug around by the news and by the things that the scientists say and the doctors say. And you know, I said, well, I said, I can tell you this. The world's not going to make it. You know, eventually we're going to have a new one. And God will take care of that. But while we're here, be guaranteed, God put enough stuff in this earth. And if He needs to put more in there for us to have more than enough, we will have more than enough. Amen? And I wasn't mean. I told him, I said, we got a good God. And He created all this, and it'll be okay. Why? Because I was thankful at that moment that I knew what I knew. That I knew the Lord God. And I had answers in my heart that could not be stolen. Amen? And something I could love them with. You know, I didn't tell them because I was so smart. I told them because I didn't want them to be the way they were in the situation they were in. Right? Because it's sad to see hopeless people in a hopeless situation. Because without God, we would be hopeless. But because we have God, our part now in this world is to pray. It's to pray. That's our part. He didn't say protest. Woo, that went over well. He did not say protest. He said pray. Amen. And He said if we would pray, it would give Him ability. It would give Him doors to come in and help in situations that otherwise would not be there if His people didn't pray. People say, well, He could have done it. No, He chose to do it through us. That's why He's got a body here on the earth, to be Him. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Let's just look at some of that. Let's look at Philippians 4. Philippians 4, verse 6. It's a common verse. Everybody says, well, I probably know everything about that verse. No, you don't. Right? You've sang it. You've sang it all your life. I got the peace that passes understanding. Good confession. But you got to believe it. You got to have it. You got to know it. When you know it, you don't have to tell people you have the peace of... You know, if somebody comes up to you and says, how you doing? You say, I got the peace that passes understanding. You don't. If you have to tell somebody what you have, you don't have it. Because if you had it, you wouldn't feel the necessity to tell them. Right? They would just know it. Because they'd say, look at you and like, you're weird. With everything going on in the world today, and you're at a quiet rest. I don't even understand that. Why? Because it's the peace that passes understanding. That's why you don't understand it. Amen? So, you know, we don't have to tell people what we are if we are, because we are. I rarely have to tell people I'm a human. I'm a human. Right? I've never had somebody look at me and say, are you a deer? No. If you have peace and you are thankful, people will know. You will not have to tell them. Amen? And you will not have to run around, I'm thankful, I am so thankful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There's a time to thank God. There's a time to do it, and we should be thankful. And there should be times during the day where you just stop and say, oh, thank you, Lord, I'm saved. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. That should happen on a regular basis. Amen? But when you are, you don't have to go around telling people that. Tell them what God wants you to tell them. That He loves them. And then when they say, why are you so peace? Why are you so quiet and at rest? God loves me. He loves you too. Gave His Son for you. Yeah, you can have the same peace and rest I got. You can have it. Amen? And those are some of the things that we need to come together in as the body of Christ. Not just in this church, but as the body of Christ. We need that peace and that love and that joy and that thankfulness. That needs to be in every part. And it doesn't say, oh, you don't say, well, now what church do you go to? Because that's the next question when you tell them you got peace. Yeah, I'm just peaceful. And they say, well, what church do you go to? Why? Well, what store did you get that hamburger from? Does it look good? If it looks good, why do you care what one I got it from? You just want to know where to get one. You don't need to know what denomination it is. You just need to know where to get it. Right? When it's good and it's from God. You know, in the Psalms, it says, the Lord is good. Oh, that men would praise Him. And that word praise means be thankful unto Him. Because He's good and His mercy endures forever. Glory to God. That's what that little, when he says praise. Praise is a form of thankfulness. When you begin to praise God, you're being thankful for what He's done, for who He is, for how He's using you. Amen? And the body of Christ, our part in this world today, is to come together as one and pray in unity. That's how you get quiet and peaceable. Amen? You pray in unity. You don't pray, I don't really believe the way they believe. Pray in unity. How hard is it to believe for love? Right? How hard is it to believe for peace? You don't have, you know what? If you want to protest later, protest. Be led. No, I'm wrong. Don't protest. God didn't tell you to. See, God just corrected me right there. It's not right. Don't do it. Amen? There's no reason for it. He didn't say protest. He said pray. He didn't say correct. He said pray. Right? It's not my job to correct. Why would you need to correct somebody that doesn't know God? They're doing everything they know just the way they know to do it. Right? When I wasn't serving God, I did everything wrong, and that's the only way I could do it. Why? I wasn't serving God. Right? I was in the world without hope. Right? Glory to God. Be careful for nothing. What are we supposed to worry about? Nothing. What's supposed to upset us? Nothing. What's supposed to get to us? Yeah, you know what? I'm okay with this, but I can't abide that. What? So you can be anxious about this, but not about this. You can worry about this or get mad about this, but you can't about this. No, it says nothing. It says be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing. Worry about nothing. Instead, but in everything. How many things? Everything. That's a lot of praying, isn't it? Everything. What part of our life are we not supposed to take to Him in prayer? None. There is not one thing He doesn't want to talk to you about. You know, I know this is going to sound a little odd, but I got in this habit of listening for Him to tell me He loves me. And He says, I love you, David. He calls me David. And I say, I love you, Lord. And I've been listening for that every morning. Every morning before I get up. I wait for Him. And people say, well, how do you know it's Him? Because He told me that He loves me. And I know His voice. And He says, and He called me David. And He said, that's what I'm going to call you. That's your name. And He said, I love you, David. And I said, I love you, Lord. If you want to learn to hear from God, hear that first. Hear that first. Listen for Him. Because you can read it in the Word, but He'll tell you right in here. I'm not saying I'm hearing a voice from out here. In here, I love you, David. I'm like, I love you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. That is, to me, that is a communication and a prayer time with God. And that every Christian should not only know, but be able to have. There's nobody He's not going to tell that He loves you because He does love you. He loves everybody. Amen? Be anxious for nothing. Don't know why I went there, but there you go. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thankfulness. The word thanksgiving means thankfulness. In other words, prayer and supplication without it, no good. Why? Because if you're unthankful, you won't pray right. Unthankfulness will cause you to think wrong. Unthankfulness takes us to a place that we can't hear right from God and we don't think right to talk. Right? When you're unthankful, so many times you'll say stuff like, "Wonder why they didn't call me." Why didn't you call them? Your phone rings, their phone rings. Right? Maybe you could have called them. Well, if they wanted to talk to me, they could have called me. I mean, that's the simplest form of it, but those are things people do all the time within a body of church, the body of Christ. The church does that all the time. Your people, they're mad because you didn't call them. You know what I do? Call them. People say why, then they get their way. Because love would. People say, well, you shouldn't just call people just because they're mad. Why not? Somebody's got to call them. Somebody's going to get that. Right? Might as well call them. They can't get past love anyway. If you call them in love, next thing you know, you both will be laughing and having a good time. Amen? The old Dave would have said, let them rot. And I'm not talking about that old ago. Why? Even when I was a Christian. Why? Because we have to grow. Well, you wonder why he has me preach on love so much. I needed to. Be anxious for nothing. We're not going to take up all our prayer time. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving. When you do it with thanksgiving, your heart's right. You're in a place where you can pray, and you'll pray the right things for the right way, for the right direction. You'll ask, and the scriptures will come up in you, and the anointing will be in the prayer. Why? Because you're thankful. You're thankful, and because you're thankful, you're gaining access because you're hearing straight from the Lord, and you're beginning to pray His heart. Amen? You don't want to pray what you want. You want to pray what God wants. Why? Because God's way is going to be right. Amen? Amen. In everything. Where were we? Supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. You know, a lot of people say that it said let your request be known, so they called the church. I'm like, it didn't say let your request be known unto the church. Right? It didn't say let your request be known to Dave. It said let your request be known unto God. You know, there's things you should pray that nobody else should ever know. When you get them, you'll know who got them for you if you do that, huh? Because most of the time when I used to let people know, it was because I wanted them to help me. Right? Well, I let my request be made unknown unto God. Let me tell you about the request and how much it was and how quick I got to have it. Right? And then when you do that, you know, you're trying to get something. Right? Let your request be known unto God unto love. Let your request be known unto love. Amen? Why? He loves you. Right? He's the one that promised to take care of you and meet all your needs. He's a good God. And then it says, and the peace of God. What? He wants you to not worry. First of all, to not worry, you're going to have to walk in love, be guaranteed. He wants you to not worry, and he wants you to ask. He wants you to pray. Pray, and then the peace of God will guard your heart after you've prayed. While you've prayed, during your prayer, the peace of God. What? The quiet rest. You'll pray, and when you're done praying, you'll go, that's done. And when people ask you about it, you'll say, oh, that God took care of that. Yeah, we prayed. Right. We prayed, and He said if we prayed, He would take care of it. Right. I got peace. And they'll go, but you don't have healing. I'll say, well, it's past your understanding. Yeah. Right? But I'm in quiet rest. I'm doing good. Amen? It says the peace that passes understanding will keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. So what were the variables there? Thanksgiving and peace were involved. Prayer was involved. Right? Going to the Father. Who are you asking? Love. Who are you going to? Love. When love goes to love, love's getting ready to happen. Amen? When I sit down and I pray because I love, right? When he says in 1 Timothy 2, He said, I want you to pray. Well, who's he talking to? Christians. Who are Christians? Christians are children of love. Only we can do this. Nobody else can do it. You can't employ another group of people. Why? Because we are love. Right? We're the only ones. Not just this church, all Christians. They're the only ones that can do this because they have the love to do it with. We can overcome what we see. We can overcome what we feel. We can overcome what we don't know or do know. Sometimes what you do know makes it really hard to pray. I know my mom told me years ago, of course she's been gone for several years, but even years when I was a teenager, she said, I do not want to know everything you're doing. Literally, she did not want me to tell her. You know, most parents are like, well, tell me everything you're doing. I got to know. You don't want to know. Pray. Pray. Love them. Trust God. Pray.
Right?
And everybody doesn't need to know everything that's going on. God knows. You could get somebody to agree with you. Make sure it's somebody that can agree with you. Right? Look, what, you know, people just start, you see prayer chains. Where's the weakest link? Because I want to skip that one. Right? Where's that one that's going to break when I'm going uphill and the pedals are going to start spinning and I'm going backwards?
Yeah.
Right?
Don't want that chain.
Yeah, I don't want that chain. I want to know who's in my chain. Amen? And I want them handpicked by God. And it's not that there wouldn't be other people good to do it, but God said, use these people. Tell them. Tell them. Let them know. Amen? He didn't say tell the world. But you can have people pray with you. You can have people agree with you. It's in the Bible. We're supposed to. But not everybody. Amen? But go to 2 Timothy. Is that what I was quoting? Yeah, he says, I exhort therefore, first of all, Brother Moore just went through this Sunday morning, right? First of all, prayers, supplications, prayers, intercessions. What else? Oh my goodness. Giving of thanks. You can't be unthankful and pray. Why? Unthankful people are not in faith. Brother Moore said it Sunday morning. If you're unthankful, you're not in faith. You haven't even begun in faith until you are thankful. Thankful people are at rest. You ever notice that? Why? Because they're thankful. They already have. You know, you don't say thank you before you get it. You say thank you after you receive it. That's why he said, believe you receive. Once you believe you receive, you're thankful.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen? People say, well, what if you don't got it yet? You believed you receive, is you as good as got it.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen? Why? Because you trust the one who promised. If I trusted Keith and he said, I'm giving you this. And I said, thank you. Why? Because I already believed he was giving it to me. What if I said, well, as soon as you do, I'll thank you. What if you said that to God? Thankful people are at quiet rest. Amen? Thankful people have a heart of thanksgiving, not a voice of thanksgiving. They have the heart, then the voice. Amen? Because the voice has to come from the heart. When you say thank you, it's because you know something was just accomplished. Amen? When we tell God thank you, don't do it by rote. When you believe you receive, say thank you. Amen? Because once you believe and you receive in your heart, you will say thank you. Why? Because you'll be thankful. You will become thankful. Glory to God. Thankful people are in a position to pray. In the last verse he talked about, in the verse in Philippians, and now in this verse he's talking about the same thing. Supplications, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks. What? Giving of thanks for what? All men. What? All men? I don't like all men. No, but you love them. Why? Because God loves them. Jesus came for them just like he came for you. Amen? And what's he saying? He's saying only you can do this. He's given the body of Christ a directive and he's saying no one else can do this. But you can. He would not give us a directive we could not do. And he said, because you are full of me, because I'm in your heart, because I've shed my love abroad in your heart, you can pray. You can pray for kings and all those in authority. You can pray for all men effectively. You can pray and expect and live a quiet, peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. What's he saying? I want you to pray, and then I want you to rest. Praise God. I want you to pray. You know, I don't want you to pray, go home, watch the news, and see if anything changed. Pray and rest. Pray and rest. No matter what situation, whether it's for kings and all those in authority, whether it's for the body of Christ, whether it's for an individual, pray and be at rest.
Right. Come on.
Amen?
Yep.
Don't pray and be nervous. Don't pray and wonder. Pray and be at rest.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yes.
If you're praying for yourself, pray and be at rest.
Yeah.
But pray in love. Pray in love. That's why he asked us to do it. We are unlike any other creation on this earth right now. We are recreated in Christ Jesus. And we are now created as love in this earth with ability beyond what other people have. People without Christ. It's like Brother Moore said, there's two camps, with Christ, without Christ. That's the only two camps there are in the world. Amen? We're in the camp with Christ. And we have the love of God shed abroad in our heart. And when we pray, we can begin to expect. When there are things going on in churches, and I mean bodies of people that are at churches, that ought not be. When we see that, we should immediately pray. We should immediately come together. And it's like you got hit in the right arm. Well, or the right arm. Your left arm goes like this. What's happening? The other parts of the body are helping it. They're rubbing it. They're what are they doing? They're loving it. Amen? Right? You got kicked in the shin. Oh, right? Your shin can't rub itself. Your hands can't rub themselves. Every part on your body needs another part of your body at some point. None of them can exist on their own. Glory to God. We can pray. We can pray for the leaders of churches and ministries, for the heads of these ministries and these churches and the missions and these different areas. We can pray and help them. We can pray for churches that have been hurt and got division in them and things going on that shouldn't be, and pray for those pastors. And we can pray for our leaders in this nation, that their decisions affect us wisely. They affect, for as Brother Moore said Sunday, for the sake of your church.
Amen.
For the sake of the kingdom of God here in the earth. We can pray. We can pray. How many thankful people do I got in here? Everybody that's thankful, stand up. Because you got peace, and we're going to pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Just thank Him. He's a good God. You are a good Father God. You are doing good things. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the peace in our heart that we know that you're good, that we've experienced your goodness, that we've received from you, and we are giving through you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Let's all pray this together. Father God, we are thankful. We're thankful we're saved, filled, healed. We're thankful for your goodness in our lives, for every good thing that you've done in us, that you're doing through us. And we pray together as one body. As one in agreement, as a people set at one with you, we pray tonight. We pray for our nation. We pray for our leaders. We ask for your help in this nation. Lord, we know there are ungodly people in places of authority, but we know that you're bigger and that you ordained these places. So we ask, work through them to make decisions that would help your church, that would help your people, that would not be against us, trying to hurt us, making rules and regulations that would come against your body, that would come against your churches and your ministry, that they would try to hurt them. Lord, we pray, turn their direction the way you would have it to go. Give us favor with our leaders to have and do those things which you desire in the earth. And we ask that you minister through those leaders that do know you to those that don't. The biggest need of someone who doesn't know you is to know you. So we pray for the salvation of all those in authority that do not know you, that are in this world, and they're without hope. So they can't see that there is hope. So send laborers into their path to lead them, to show them, to give them opportunity to know Jesus as Lord, so they might see different and turn a different direction in the ways they're going. Lord, we pray for the leaders of the body of Christ in this nation, those that you've placed over churches, over ministries, over missions, over anything that gives voice to the kingdom of God in this earth. And we pray for those leaders. We pray for them wisdom, clarity of understanding, that they would hear from you and make only the decisions based on your word, based on your will, based on what you've told them to do. Lord, there are churches and ministries that have been hurt and have been dragged through the mud, but they're good ministries. They're godly ministries. Lord, show them the next steps, what they need to do to come out quickly from underneath this, whatever the cloud was, that it would clear, whether it be repentance, wisdom, whatever they need, the next step. Lord, show them what to do. Show them how to react in love towards those who are hurting them. Lord, show them how to react with humility. Show them how to be thankful in the middle of it, because you're a good God and you've got them and they can trust you. Help them to trust you and follow you, even where it seems hard, knowing you're a good God and you'll bring them out exactly where they need to be. And Lord, we pray for all those leaders, those following you, Lord, those that are about to follow. Help them, strengthen them, show them how to hear correctly, how to listen, to know who you are and to know who you are not, and to follow only your voice, doing only those things that strengthen, that build the church, that build the body, that draw people in that don't know Jesus. Lord, we pray that every body of Christ that professes Jesus Christ as Lord would begin to see anything that they need to change, any different direction that they need to go. Lord, we thank you for so much help in these areas. We know that it could be a way off in many, many other directions if it weren't for your mercy. But we pray for that wisdom, godly wisdom, and that they'll know that earthly sensual wisdom, and they'll reject that, and they'll follow only your wisdom. Lord, we pray, if any of them have been hurt, heal them up, Lord. Fix their heart. Show them how much you love them. Let them know that your gifts and your calling is without repentance. That you had their back. You never left them. And all they have to do is turn to you and you'll be there. Lord, I pray this. We pray this for every person in the body of Christ. Any person that's been hurt, that's gotten away, that they're no longer part of a local body, part of a church in their area. They're out on their own. They're lonely. They're in pride. And they need to love somebody. Lord, draw them back by your love. Show them the love in them and send laborers to love them. Help them to see how good it is when brethren dwell together, when they come together in the body of Christ, where there's quiet, where there's peace, where there's godliness, where there's honesty. And Lord, whatever hurt them, help them to put it behind them. If they just got used to laying out of church, and Lord, they just need to retrain their flesh, help them to see it. Help them to see how much they desire to be a part and love people and be loved by people. Lord, we ask on their behalf that they'd be drawn mightily back to the body, to their part in whatever body they belong. Lord, we know you're a good God, and there are so many things that we do not know. So we're asking for your help to pray further in the Holy Spirit concerning these things, praying for the body, praying for the leaders, praying for the individuals. Shondara masite esikiana nakoste, mandara miendroshno doramasate eshele. Nondras nebrasile, yandan deramacoste siato nile, nandras nebrasile, shondoro masote, mondara mesile, liana nacote, noram rasatole, noram rasatore, no shandrosomaste, no shandiatole, neke atole, mandara misto, sondara masote, erendrosomrasne. Mrasne esakorete, landan direto doshne, moram brasatile ni annonokoste, moran drisale, onan drisite, no ambrasite, enen diatoshne, basnote neateshne. Pray this with me. And Father God, we pray for this body in Branson, in Sarasota. Partners, Lord, we ask, help us to see in love, to react in love, to be a thankful people, to always be ready to share that love, that joy, that peace, and let people know how good our God is, that they can see it in our lives. Lord, we pray for our leaders, for Brother Moore, For Mrs. Moore, we thank you that you've spared us so many times because they've listened and they've followed and things have been set in place. And we've asked you to show us what's you, to show us what's not you. And you've answered that prayer. And we pray that you continue to strengthen them, to give them wisdom, to help them to see ahead anything that's a danger and eliminate it. And that they would walk straight in your paths, doing those things which you've called us as a body of believers to do from this place, to do from Sarasota, to do through the ministry, that we would accomplish your will through love in every area that you've designed, that you've planned, that your will would be done in and through us. And we thank you for it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Just thank Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving through us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving us. Thank you, Lord, for making us free. Thank you, Lord, for filling us. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord, for every good thing that we enjoy. The very salvation that we enjoy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You got a song, Matt?
With a grateful heart.
And a song of praise. With an outstretched arm.
Thankful people I got out here. Oh, the Lord heard our prayers. Guess what we can do now? Rest. Rest. Lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godly. You don't have to argue with anybody now. If they say, oh, you just don't see it, say, peace passes understanding. I see it. You don't have to argue with them. You don't have to be, we don't have to be disagreeable. We know. We know. Amen? Altar care workers.